Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-410-5914. 800-410-5914. 800-410-5914. That's 800-410-5914.
My friends swim no matter the season, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. Now, thanks to Skyrizi and clear skin, count me in. With Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
They say no two people learn the exact same way. So how did Babbel become the award-winning language learning app with over 16 million subscriptions sold? Well, we thought of you. All of you. Take Sierra. She's an artist and absolutely a visual learner. She's doing a deep dive into our Babbel wordplay videos.
Today, I'll share a quick lesson on shopping in French.
Merci beaucoup. Malcolm is very much a type A, say it to my face type of learner. So he checks with Babbel's speech recognition to make sure that accent?
Sur le point.
Keith is sweet. He's a be in the room with real people kind of learner. So he loves the live online classes with our language experts.
Okay, class. Vos está pronto.
Estamos prontos.
Wherever you are, however you learn, Babbel is the best choice to break any language barrier. Try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
This is an Animal Radio News Update brought to you by Fear Free. Fear Free takes the pet out of petrified and puts the treat into treatment. To learn more and find a certified Fear Free veterinary professional near you, visit fearfreepets.com.
I'm Lori Brooks. A Winnipeg, Canada woman's fight to keep her pot-bellied pig as a service animal is not over yet. You might have heard about it. But here is the latest. The city council there is putting things on hold for a little while, deciding to put off voting until early next month on Emily Sider's appeal to keep her pet pot-bellied pig named Podgy. Now, the delay will allow the city council time to gauge whether Podgy qualifies for an exemption to the city's responsible pet ownership bylaw as a service animal, and will also allow the city time to determine whether Podgy is assisting, in fact, with a disability, while at the same time not forcing the city's animal services division to broadly just allow pot-bellied pigs as pets for everybody. Emily's father, this is a family thing, has argued on her behalf that the pig is being trained to assist Emily with mental health issues, also saying it's unfair for the city to allow dangerous dogs with restrictions but not pot-bellied pigs with any temperament. He was hoping that they would give Podgy a bylaw exemption because he says all of this uncertainty over what is going to happen to Podgy has been really very stressful for his daughter. Winnipeg City Council members, though, have expressed concern that allowing one additional animal as a household pet would open the floodgates. Emily's family says they are prepared to continue the fight to keep Podgy, the pet pot-bellied pig, as a service animal if their appeal is rejected by the city. Well, it's that time of year when families will be hitting the road for the holidays. More and more pet owners are, of course, taking their pets with them when they travel these days, but not every destination is pet friendly. And that time away from home may require you to enlist the services of a professional pet sitter, somebody like Judy Francis over there.
I'll do it.
Yeah, I bet you. But you can't do it everywhere and for everybody. And I know for me, if you've ever had to find a pet sitter, it is so not easy to do, because that's like saying, here, babysit my kids for a week. And, you know, they're going to be in total charge of your furry family members while you're away. So here are some ways that you can weed out the qualified and professional pet sitters from those who might not be the best fit for you. And there's several things here, like asking your friends for recommendations. Friends who you know care for your pets with the same degree of love and passion that you do. That will solve a lot of problems. But if you don't have any, then ask your veterinarian. There is also the National Association of Professional Pet Sitters, or Pet Sitters International. And of course, any names that they would give you, you would have to check out the references too. You can get a feel for the pet sitter's personality. Now, that can be really beneficial to find a sitter whose energy levels and temperament are a good match with your pet. Because, you know, a young, boisterous puppy may not be a really good match for an older pet sitter, and vice versa. Go ahead, go all out. Compile a questionnaire, but you don't have to do this, because actually the Humane Society of the United States has a pretty comprehensive list of qualifications you can use to screen potential pet sitters. And these should include questions about liability insurance coverage, if, companies that employ pet sitters, if they are bonded to protect against theft, and also, of course, have them provide those all-important references. And not necessarily their friends, but professionals in the field that you can also check their references. References on references. Make sure that you also maintain your pet's normal routine. That is going to help a lot. Spell out all of the details, too, before hiring a sitter. Make your list of requirements and make sure that they're all discussed and included in signed contracts. If you've been listening to us, you know that we've had several stories over even just the last couple of years about pet sitters or boarding agencies that have been sued when horrible things happen to animals who, you know, were supposed to have been well cared for. So be prepared, as even just writing out your list of details and pet personality profiles can take hours. So take your time. And in adding my own time-saving tip here along those lines, write up your pet schedules, the information, the personality profiles, and all of that information in, a Word document on your computer, because that way you can just print out a hard copy, leave on the counter at home as you walk out the door in case, you know, the pet sitter comes over. There will be a copy there if they've forgotten it. And you can also email a copy to the pet sitter just to cover all the bases when you ask for their services, so they know what to expect when taking on your job. It's also going to save a lot of time for the next time that you need to go away, or for next year. And then that way, when you have it on your computer, it's pretty easy to update the medications or their feeds when they change due to age and conditions, health stuff.
Yeah,
did I do okay, Judy?
Yeah, that's a really good idea. I tell my clients, you can never write down too much. A lot of them leave me a list. I say, go ahead and leave it. I love it. But you know what? I've never asked them to email it to me ahead of time, but I think that's something I'm going to do. So when I go over there, I'm prepared, instead of going over there and having to read all the information, so I can absorb it ahead of time. Great idea.
Ah, well, thank you. I'm one of those people, probably your worst nightmare, when, you know, I say, here, I'll be out of town for 3 days, and here's the book on how to take care of my dogs. And I know you guys are all the same way.
Everybody says, you know, oh, I know you're going to think this is crazy, but this is the way, you know, it's like, no, everybody has their own way. A la mode cat food, or this, layer this on top of this in this certain way, a certain place in the house. Nope. Everybody has their own.
Just how it is these days.
This is
the new norm.
Yeah. And you have to do it the way that they do it, so the pet feels comfortable.
Sure.
Well, they're your kids. And I know for myself, I found a lot of great comfort when they would send photos and videos.
Oh, yes.
Yep.
I like that. But and getting to talk with my partner and stuff, I get confused. And I said, you know, we could always have her pick up a copy of the day's newspaper, hold it up in front of them, so we really know. Isn't that horrible?
Yeah, because they could go the first day and take 20 videos and send one a day.
Yeah. You're just trying to protect your babies.
Yeah.
I'm Lori Brooks. Get more breaking animal news anytime at animalradio.com.
This has been an Animal Radio News Update, brought to you by Fear Free. The veterinarian isn't typically thought of as your pet's favorite place to go. With Fear Free, that all changes. To learn more and find a certified Fear Free veterinary professional near you, visit fearfreepets.com.
It is so easy to reach Dr. Debbie from the free Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android. And we go to Lorraine. Hi, Lorraine.
Hi.
Where are you calling from today?
Huntington Beach.
Oh, so listening on coast, I imagine.
Yeah.
Well, how can we help you? I have the team here for you.
Okay. Well, we have a coyote epidemic.
Yeah.
And they've been really bad, and there was actually a cat, what was left of it, on our lawn over the weekend. But my question is I have a cat that was an outdoor, pretty wild kind of a cat. And he became, now he's like totally tame and he's totally my sweetheart cat. But he wants to go out at night. And I've tried to keep him in, and he paces and he cries and he, you know, tries to get out windows. And I don't know what to do about it. And I end up letting him out, but I'm just afraid I'm going to lose him when, you know, with this problem going on.
Yeah.
Is there anything at all I can?
Well, the challenge is because once they have that lifestyle, it can be very difficult to kind of retrain kitties to be indoors.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
Yeah. So I think you have to decide kind of how much fortitude you have for this adventure. It can be done, definitely. And a lot of it kind of falls into improving the indoor environment and enriching that as much as we can. So that might mean building things like little cat shelves. I know in the show we've talked before about having little kitty patios and the little window enclosures that kind of you can have like a bay window for cats, things to help give them that sensation of being outside. Really even being beyond that to create an indoor environment that has little hide spots and high, very high vertical, you know, perching sites, because cats like security of that being up high gives them. So if you can try to create some of that indoors, then, you know, you're giving them some of the, at least what he does outside. Now, we can't necessarily recreate all the other stuff, and that's where having either a window or some other kind of interactive items, you know, giving food in like cardboard boxes where he has to kind of hunt and find things inside there. Some cats do well with some of the other automated toys, like the little laser toys.
He doesn't really play or like do anything. He doesn't really like toys. I did get him to bounce around a rubber band for a minute the other day for the first time.
Oh, be careful with that. Jeez, oh gosh. I can't tell you how many rubber bands I've removed out of cat's stomach. So.
Oh, no, I'm with them when we do it.
Well, you know, I have to say, the coyote issue, I mean, in my hospital right now, we have a little dog that was torn apart by two coyotes. So it's huge. It's in all the urban areas. It's not just in remote areas. So I know it's difficult, and that's why I say, you know, how much fortitude do you have? Because you know that outdoor dogs and cats, especially cats that are running at large, are going to potentially encounter coyotes, and they really don't stand much of a chance.
He was out the night that this cat ended up attacked on our front lawn.
I wish you luck with that, and I definitely knew that, you know, the coyote issue is huge. So hang in there and keep that baby safe.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now with the free Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android.
Hi, Randy Travis here, and you're listening to Animal Radio.
If you've turned 65 recently like me, it's important you find a Medicare Advantage plan that gives you the coverage you're looking for. But finding one can be difficult. The best thing I did, and I suggest you do the same, is call a licensed insurance agent and let them walk you through your Medicare Advantage plan options. There are so many benefits you have access to, so make the call now and let the representatives explain everything to you. Our licensed insurance agents can offer you a variety of Medicare Advantage plans. Plus, the call is free, the information is free, and there's no obligation to enroll. We're here to make it easy for you to select a Medicare Advantage plan that may work for your needs. Finding a Medicare Advantage plan can be easy if you do what I did. Make a quick call right now to learn more. Thank you.
800-880-3141. 800-880-3141. 800-880-3141. That's 800-880-3141.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-434-5019. 800-434-5019. 800-434-5019. That's 800-434-5019.
They say no two people learn the exact same way. So how did Babbel become the award-winning language learning app with over 16 million subscriptions sold? Well, we thought of you. All of you. Take Sierra. She's an artist and absolutely a visual learner. She's doing a deep dive into our Babbel wordplay videos.
Today I'll share a quick lesson on shopping in French.
Merci beaucoup. Malcolm is very much a type A, say it to my face type of learner. So he checks with Babbel's speech recognition to make sure that accent?
Sur le point.
Keith is sweet. He's a be in the room with real people kind of learner. So he loves the live online classes with our language experts.
Okay, class. Vos está pronto.
Estamos prontos.
Wherever you are, however you learn, Babbel is the best choice to break any language barrier. Try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
My friends swim no matter the season, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. Now, thanks to Skyrizi and clear skin, count me in. With Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.